If you could help the sellers see the benefit, it's really great because they don't see a sale all at once, so they don't get hit with the taxes. If I pay cash, I'm gonna have to come in at like 1.5 or 1.3. You know, I'm gonna need a deal because I'm gonna have to tie up a bunch of cash. Whereas if they'll carry it, I can pay full price because it's a benefit to me. I don't have to come out with all the cash right now. And they earn interest. They've owned it for a while. What's a while longer hurt? They earn interest on the seller finance loan. Calling about your lot for sale on Surfside.
Okay, yeah.
I live in Palmas.
Are you in Palmas?
Yeah, I live in Palmas. Yep. I own a few properties in Palmas. I own several lots. I'm building on one now, getting ready to build on the other. So I'm kind of like, you know, all in Palmas.
Wonderful.
You know, I really like this lot. I want to buy the two lots above it, right above on the other side of the road.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I've been eyeing this lot for a little while. I knew it was for sale kind of off market. Yeah, with the house. Yeah, the house sold, correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
And they left the lot out. It's a great lot because there's so few lots that have actual beach access.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Direct beach access and the view. Tell me, how can I help you?
What's the story with the seller? I mean, how eager are they, do you think, to sell the lot?
Yeah, they're eager. They're not desperate. They're pretty wealthy. They have homes all over Puerto Rico. I'm pretty sure they are real sellers, and yeah, they want to sell it.
I've got a question. I'm wondering if this is something that you could find out and maybe speak to the sellers, yeah. But would they entertain doing a seller finance on the lot?
Okay, that I would have to find out. Definitely don't know that. Yeah, why not? It's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, typically with lots, you know, if I pay cash, I got to get, you know, a really big discount because the money sits for a while because then I have to build. Because I would build and sell. That's what I do. Right. But if they're willing to carry the lot and I put some money down, then price becomes less of an issue, meaning I can pay more. So if they don't need all the money right away, then I put some money down. You know, they carry a loan, I pay some interest, and they give me, you know, 2 years, and that gives me time to get my plans, get my builder, build and sell. And then when I sell, they get paid off at that point.
Paying interest only until you sell, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if they would subordinate the lot, meaning, let's say that they do a loan with me, I put some money down. I would pay full price. So let's say I pay $2 million, pay full price, put, yeah. I don't know, 10% down. So give them $200,000. Then they subordinate, meaning they're in first lien position. But then if I get a construction loan, which is probably what I would do, then they would be okay to take a second position because the bank's going to want to be in first position, which is fine. They're still protected with a lien. You know, I build a $8 million home. Right. So then they've got a lot of equity. And then when I sell the home, then I pay off the balance of 1.8. And all along the way, you know, I've made interest payments to them.
Okay. I see what you're proposing. All right.
If you could help the sellers see the benefit, it's really great because they don't see a sale all at once. So they don't get hit with the taxes. Right. If I pay cash, I'm going to have to come in at like 1.5 or 1.3. You know, I'm going to need a deal because I'm going to have to tie up a bunch of cash. Whereas if they'll carry it, I can pay full price because it's a benefit to me. I don't have to come out with all the cash right now. And they earn interest. They've owned it for a while. So what's a while longer hurt? They earn interest on the seller finance loan. And you get paid because I put enough down for them to cover commissions.
Like you buy a property with a mortgage, right? So you sold the property anyway. The mortgage is what's not spending.
Exactly. Yeah. The seller just becomes the bank is all.
Right. Yes. I understand. It makes sense to me. Let me talk to them and see what they think. Yeah. I'm going to try to explain it to them. And the part that I don't know if they would be that comfortable with is with that thing about making it subordinate so that you can take another mortgage, which would be the first mortgage. I honestly don't know what their response would be to any of this because I haven't discussed this with them, but it makes sense what you're proposing, so let me try.
So here's how it would work. Initially, they would be the only lien on the property, right? So they would be in first position.
Right.
But when I go get a $2 million construction loan, that lender is going to demand that they're in first position. So then the seller would just subordinate to a junior position. So they would just move to a second position. Now that does put them slightly at more risk because now the bank's ahead of them. But again, you're in such a high equity position because I would build like a 8 to 10,000 square foot house that is going to be worth, you know, $8 to $10 million on that lot. Even though it's a second position, they're still in a strong equity position. They're still protected.
Right.
So if they could see that, and that's very typical with lots. That's how a lot of lot sellers do it. They sell on terms like this. Seller finance is very common with vacant land. And then they subordinate to allow the investor to build. In the end, they'll realize a whole lot more than if they sell it. Because anybody that's going to come in with cash, they're going to want a discount for cash. And again, like I can come in with cash, but I would need to be quite a bit lower than the 2 million price. Because with $1.5 million, I can leverage cash. So it needs to be like a steep discount.
Yes, I understand. Well, sometimes sellers in Puerto Rico prefer cash no matter if they have to take a discount.
Yeah, I know. It's just sometimes they don't quite understand it. But if they could get their head around it, you know, they're going to make more money in the long run, not only with a higher price, but then they're going to earn interest for a couple of years as well. So if you don't need the cash and you don't show a gain all at once, which you would owe taxes on, they're going to owe taxes on if they show a gain.
Yeah.
It spreads it out a little bit. So it's better for taxes.
Have you done deals like this in Palmas?
What I just proposed to you, I've done it a lot. I mean, that's how I do probably half my land deals.
So you've done this stateside?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. For a long time. Yeah, like I've been doing this full time for 20 years. The lots I bought in so far in Palmas, I just paid cash and I got a steep discount for the cash, even though I proposed higher for terms. Again, it goes back to the seller's position, like how bad do they need the money? If they want the cash really badly for something, then take a discount, take the cash. But if you don't, why not wait a little longer, get more money? Work with the buyer.
I understand what you're saying.
If you want to schedule a conference call, that would be fine. You know, like if that would be helpful to answer questions and stuff, okay. I'm open to that too.
Okay, wonderful. Can you please send me your name and your email and
yeah, I'll text that to you.
I don't know. Are you making an offer or you want to ask first whether they would be willing to?
Yes, I guess if you tell me they're willing to entertain it, then I can put a formal offer together with the terms and, you know, interest rate and all that. But I don't want to waste your time or my time if they're not even open
Absolutely.
To it. You have an exclusive listing, right, with the seller?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So you do represent the seller on the listing, correct?
Oriana Chevalier and I are representing the seller.
Co-brokers on the listing?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure because I don't want to do buyer's representation. I'd rather work directly with the listing agent. I don't need buyer representation.
Okay, so this would be a direct buyer.
Yeah.
A dual agent before.
Yeah.
Because we would be representing both the buyer and the seller.
And you can get both sides of the commission, discount it, do whatever you want. I don't care. I just want to work directly with you because you're direct to the seller.
So
yeah. I don't want another agent getting in the way. Yeah.
I understand. Perfect. Jerry, thank you very much for your call. Send me, again, your email. And
Sounds right, good.
And I will talk to them and get back to you today.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Okay, talk to the sellers. They say that, yeah, they're open to consider seller finance. They say put your offer and tell me your details of your offer. But, yeah, they would consider some sort of seller financing.
Okay. Did you talk to them at all about down payment or interest?
I did talk to her. They're open, but they haven't, like, they want to see what it is that you want to offer in reality.
So do you want me just to give you like a bullet list, like text or?
Yeah, just send me an email with, I'll send you my email by text. So you just email it to me and
okay.
Just tell me what is your offer. Yeah.
Perfect. Just, maybe I'll put together like a LOI, like a letter of intent.
Yeah, but it's okay. Like, this is what I'm offering, the terms, and that's it, basically.
Let me put that together and I'll get that over to you. Text me your email. I'm thinking like price, down payment, interest rate, and length. I mean, those are the main things.
Right. Yeah.
So Okay.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Okay.
Awesome. Great. Well, that's good news.
Awesome. They are willing to make a deal. So, yeah, send me the, I will send you the email and just put that in an email and we'll send it to them.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All bye.
Right. Bye.